But I ain't gonna lie, like, I'm like a fetish smoker in a way.
What do you mean?
I got like I'm real particular about like lighters. Like, I got a thing for lighters. Like, I like fancy ass. Like, I like fancy ass lighters, or like lighters with some extra shit to it. I like a detailed ass ashtray. Like, I'm a bougie smoker, I guess is the way to say it. But I'm like, bro, I like my specific shit type shit. That can be a whole different episode.
Nah, that makes sense. The bougie smoker is definitely a thing. We already got it on wax, bro. We'll use this for something. But yeah,
Yeah, but
I
I'm like, bro, like, I'm really specific. Like, I like Fronto. If I ain't got Fronto, like, okay, loose leaves, these cool. Like, I really like these actually. I tried these today, these from Quavo, Jungo Lee. But like, these are my go-to. Like, these the go-tos, you know what I'm saying? If they ain't got these, and if they don't got them in a thick pack, like, I like a thick pack. Like, I like my leaf to have like some strength to it. Like, unroll that bitch and it feel like a backwood already type shit. So it's like, it's just a better smoke, more consistent. I'm like,
you don't want to
I
what?
rolled this inside of this earlier, and this shit was decent. But now I'm a my next blunt, I'm gonna smoke this by itself and see how that shit was. But these was new, like Trippie Red, I guess, is connected to these. And these were good. Like, I told the nigga at the spot today, I was like, hey, bro, these out of all the loose leaves I didn't smoke, like, these are down to the best ones. But that's just on some like random smoking shit. Like, you know, niggas got trays and shit like that. Like, got a whole backwood tray that lights up and shit. Like, you know, like, it's just different shit. Like, shit. These was decent. Like, these some loose leaves too. These strawberry loose leaves. Like, you know, nigga just be smoking, bro. Like, I just be doing shit. So it's like I like my specific shit though. Like, I can't like switcher, don't pull out a switcher in a session with me, bro. I might get disrespectful.
So, do you want, is there a reason you haven't went clean with smoking? Like, you don't mess with the papers, you don't, like, you good on that?
So like for me, bro, it's honestly a taste thing. Like, it's a taste thing and it's the high. Like, I enjoy the buzz, the little bit of buzz that you get from tobacco. It's not the same buzz. It's not the same buzz with papers. It's not the same
True.
high with papers. Like, when I inhale, I feel the tobacco as I'm inhaling the weed too. That's just something that I'm used to because I started off smoking, experimenting with weed with tobacco. Like, you know, niggas started off smoking Swishers and all that. And that's harsh as fuck in comparison to full leaf now. At this point, I'm going full leaf because I'm like, well, shit, I'm not getting the extra chemicals and all that. Granted, I am smoking a full tobacco leaf, but it's like the best tobacco. So it's like shit.
You
I'm
said
killing myself.
if I'm gonna stay in tobacco, I might as well be
Exactly.
the healthiest in tobacco.
I'm saying, like, if I'm gonna kill myself, I might as well enjoy killing myself, like, as I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? In comparison, because you know me, bro, like, I don't be looking at that shit like it's like, yeah. Like, if it went left, that'd suck. But shit, I rolled that bitch out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I rolled that bitch out and I went out the way I wanted to go out. Like, I told my mama, like, if any of my health, like, any of my decisions, like eating meat, like, I'm trying to slow down on that shit too. I've been eating plant-based the past 2 days, random, I know. But like, if like any of my habits like caused me to be in the hospital or something, like, it's a wrap. I'm not about to sit in the hospital. Like, we gonna ride that shit out. We're padded. Like, oh yeah, Pat, stage three, nigga. He 2 weeks left. He in Jamaica, smoking a blunt. Like, just cause, like, bro, death is the only thing that's promised. I know I'm getting dark, but death is the only thing that promised. So I'll just be like, well, shit, nigga. If they telling me I'm gonna die, I'm gonna live. What the fuck? Like, just keep living. Don't know. That's my spiel, bro. I went a lot of places, but. We can start whenever you want.
I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
Was good, bro. Check it in another week, bro. Yeah, I mean, we had an interesting little conversation before we started, but What's good? Another week, man. How you feeling?
I'm still stuck on this conversation that was just happening. I really want to use it. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I really want to use it. No cap.
Hey, we can, bro. I don't care.
Yeah. But nah, I'm cool, bro. I mean, you know what's going on, but like, other than that, I'm straight. I just think it's a really, as tough of a time as it is, it's also become like a really reflective time, and that's a very interesting space for me to be in right now. Cause yeah, like we was talking about in one of the other episodes, like turning 27, it's like, yeah, that shit kind of kicked into high gear, like really fast on some, mm-hmm, for me wanting to figure out like, nah, like what's next for real? Like as you start to build a life for real, like what you trying to do? So it's cool in that regard. Cause I'm glad it's happening. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't mad about that. But other than that, everything pretty gravy, man.
No, I mean, shit, definitely understand that. It's crazy. I was just having that conversation with moms earlier today, like just about like what's next and like what does the next year look like and shit like that. Because she was just like, she was talking to me about some stuff that she's dealing with financially and shit like that. And I was like, oh yeah, like no, you need to do this, that, and third. And she's like, yeah, like you're right. But like, what you about to do? And I'm like, well, shit. Like, I just had a conversation with a guy about some cheese, and if that cheese can possibly come from the government, then some shit can possibly get to moving and shit like that. You know, this is just way early stages of like some potential grants for the business type shit. So I'm talking to her about that, and I'm like, well, you know, once I get in those rooms and I have these certain conversations with these people, and I get to shake certain hands and shit like that, who knows what's the amount that I can end up getting out of that room? And then who knows where that can go as far as like, I don't know what shit'll look like at the end of this 6 months. You get what I'm saying? I just know the process of going through that. And I know what I'm doing right now. And I have an idea of what it looks like at the end, but shit, I got to go through it, man. Like, I can't give you like exact answers all the time. Yeah. And that is just interesting having that conversation where like me and moms is like right now, like me and moms always good, but me and moms is kind of like in this position, like she's in a different space that I've ever kind of seen her in, and she's older. So it's like, all right, moms is in that space, and like my big brother doing good, my other big brother doing good, I'm doing decent, my little sister is okay. Like, we're all in this position where we're figuring shit out. Mom's is kind of getting closer to retirement. But she not, though, at the same time. So it's like, okay, that's a weird space for her. But that's also a weird space being like 26, about to be 27, and just seeing my mom's go through that. Like, it's like, all right, like, no, I got to figure some shit out, because like I need to be in a better position to be able to help her. Or like just make that transition easier for, because I don't want my mama working for real. Like, I'm about to be like, I'm sorry to age my mom's, but my mom is a little bit over 50. So just seeing her get older, and it's like, I want my mama at home chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want her to like be on vacation for no reason. Like, these are the things I want for my mom. So it's like just thinking about that and trying to figure out exactly what you said, like, 27 is the journey. Let's take this journey. But shit, niggas don't even know where that journey gonna go.
Yeah, no, that's hella real, bro. That's actually wild. Just because I feel like me and moms is in a similar, like, not by situation, but similar dynamic in regards to always being good, but being in a space where I'm seeing her in a different space than I've ever seen her before. And she's seeing me in this space of like, because that's like, we had a conversation earlier this week, and I ain't gonna lie, I just be blown. I don't be mad, but I be blown, because of me and my mother's dynamic, the way I talk to her is kind of like, I talk to her almost always assuming that she, like, her being my mother, there's a lot of things that she knows. So there's just like, I'm thinking you're taking all that into account when I say something, i.e., if I'm expressing a frustration, I'm expecting her to know, like, if my son is expressing a frustration in this manner, then they really got him fucked up. Like, in my head, like, that's what I'm thinking should be happening. But
I would show my mama, nigga.
But for her, it's like, she really just be in mama mode, though. Yeah. Like, it don't be on some, she don't think that I'm trying to figure something out, or she don't trust that I can, but she's just like, I want it to be clean. Like, I want it to be as simple as, okay, this ain't working. Boom. Okay, go do this, and let's figure out how this work out. And I'm like, but it may not go like that. Like, that may not be how it happened. But yeah. I need you to know if it don't go that way, I'm still good. Like, no, is it ideal? No. Like, does anybody want to struggle? No. But like, you raised me, so I'm good, bro. I'm gonna get to it where I'm stable again. But even having a conversation like that and getting to a level of understanding of just like, I don't want her to have to even think about that for real. Like, I don't want her to worry about me. Then on top of that, it's like,
literally,
I want you to be able to chill too. Like, I want to be good, be able to deal with my own shit. You should be chilling because like, you done already did enough. You know what I mean? So I feel it, bro. That's, yeah. It's an interesting time, fam. It's an interesting time.
No, for real. Literally told mom today, like, hey, like, I know you worry about a nigga. Like, I can tell through conversation when like you're concerned, and that shit don't do shit to me, but stress me out. But it's like, it don't, the concern isn't needed. Like, you my mom, so I know you're gonna care. Yeah. But mom, I've always been okay. Like, no matter what, I've always been okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I'ma figure it out. So like, the worry just be like unnecessary a little bit, but it's like, it's your mom at the same time. You can't tell her not to worry. So just trying to find that balance. Like, shit, earlier when you responded to my Instagram, bro, I spazzed my moms.
Hey, yo, wait. No, hey, but the funny thing is, like, I spazzed on moms too.
But my mama had texted me. She texted me something about like car insurance or some shit, and I was like, whatever it is, just let me know. And then I called her because I was like, all right, let me just call her to see what she's talking about. And she's like, she like rushed me off the phone, and I'm like, you just told me something. I called you, and she like, yeah. Then she called like, and so I text her. I'm like, yo, like, I'm straight, like. If it's an issue, like, let me know. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm confused. Like, you was trying to tell me. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. And I might have said, I said a little bit more than that. But, like, I ain't cussing her out or nothing crazy. Like, I ain't disrespectful. But she called me and was like, PJ, like, I wasn't annoyed with you. It was U.S. Bank and all these other people calling me and da-da-da. And I'm like, see. But I'm sorry. Because I got upset because, shit, the last two times I feel like we didn't talk, it's been like I'm trying to talk to you and you more so, I guess, dealing with other shit that I'm not aware of. So, like, the conversation just feel real breaky. And I'm like, all right, like, I'm a spaz. it's only so much time I'm going to give you to where it's like, all right, we're trying to communicate. And I'm trying to communicate with you. And it seems like I'm getting some type of pull or, like, there's not a clear understanding of each other. And that shit is pissing me off because I feel like there should be. How are we not understanding each other? All right. And it gets to that point where it's like, all right, bro, like, I don't. All right, fuck it. Like, I don't need shit from you. Like, like I don't. take me off the insurance. I'll get my own shit. Like, I don't need that.
Hey, what Kevin Hart do when he was when his parents told him he could have friends play? That's how niggas be feeling. Hey,
hey, shout out to moms though.
Nah, for sure. Shout out to moms. That's funny, bro. But hey, man, speaking of mamas though, like, the topic we wanted to get into was like passing stuff down. And obviously, we talking about all the stuff our mamas like pass down to us, whether it just be even us trying to keep that relationship with them and all of that. And like how we may want to be with our kids and stuff like that. But in general, what you feel like are some things just within the Black community that our generation needs to continue to pass down, like that's been passed on to us?
You want me to run my top five?
Yeah. Run it. All right.
So, no, always say no specific order, just because like shit can switch every day. I ain't gonna lie,
Right.
but has to be in the five, the cookout. We can start there.
Absolutely.
It has to be there. Has to be there. And that's
Young niggas better start learning how to grill. Now, granted, I can't really speak, but in general,
I was about to get on
as a
your
generation,
ass.
I'm just saying, somebody, y'all delegate whoever y'all want to. I don't have to be the griller in my
Oh, yeah,
generation,
for sure.
but somebody
No, bro, we need you to bring hot dog buns and shit like that and show up on time.
I'm good. Okay. Now, the second part, I'm still working
Show up
on.
on time. See,
I'm
exactly.
trying to be an adult. I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna get
Exactly.
there one day. But no, I could do that. I could bring you everything else you need: the buns, the plates, condiments, the extracurriculars. Like, I can provide all of that. We cool.
I don't know if we're gonna trust you with the extracurriculars.
Why?
Cause you can't roll, nigga.
Hey, bro, we gonna stop doing this. We gonna stop doing this, man. I'm not about to deal with the disrespect.
It. I feel it.
But no,
So you
Cookout got to be there, though. Cookout got to be there.
cookout, cookout. All right. Next up, I would say soul food. Like I know a lot of us are, like I said earlier, I've been eating plant-based the past 2 days. But soul food not gonna get out of the diet. Like I might clean it up, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still gonna have my collard greens. Cornbread is still gonna be a staple.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Now we might throw turkey meat in the greens. Or we might throw shit. Maybe I'll reach the point of like throwing chicken broth in that shit. No real meat, just the flavor.
You feel me?
But like Southern seasoning, all that, like, all right, and we gonna control the seasoning. We might go salt without the salt, no salt type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's still flavor, but it's not as dangerous, as hurtful to the black community, which, you know, we trying to maintain. So yeah, that'll be the two, bro. Soul food.
Better yet, though, not even just soul food.
What up?
Sunday dinners, bro. It just needs to be there.
See, I'm not against that.
Or a family dinner, whatever day of the week you want, there
Yeah,
should be
no.
a family dinner.
I honestly respect Sunday dinner. Like I respect it. I just didn't come from it.
Got you. Got you.
So like that's what I'm saying. Like for me, that's not something that happened. Like shit, at my cousin's house, my auntie throws Sunday dinners pretty often. And that's cool, but my moms don't always go. So then shit, if moms ain't going, then it's like, all right, I don't really have a reason to go. And unless like my cousins hit me. If my cousins hit me and it's like, PJ, you pulling up? Like, bring the sodas. And it's like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? Like, but besides that, like, I might miss a few Sunday dinners. So then it's like, like when I get my family, yes, I can agree that like Sunday dinners is something that's gonna be important for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, even if I was to stay here and drop baby, like that'd be a tradition I try to start doing with like my moms and shit like that. Like, oh, mom, like come over, like I'll cook, or like I'll go to my mom's house and cook type shit. Like just to have a baby, you know, BM situation or whatever the fuck that is. And mom's like just all together on a Sunday. Like that'd be cool. Cause moms still go to church here Sunday and stuff like that. It's crazy how I was about to say church and then shit. Yeah, wild. But
Catch, though. Good catch.
No, but shit, give me some of yours, bro. Like, give me another one.
I stole it from you, but it needs to be said. Whooping's got to happen in some capacity. These kids got to know what's up. Because I ain't finna get into all the politics about right or wrong. I'm just saying. We learned
No,
a lesson. You hear me? We understood. The message got through. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it got through because of the way that it was given. You feel me? So, but no, in all honesty though, I get
listen.
to an extent, obviously there are cases and situations where it's over the top, and that's abuse, and that's not what we're talking about. But I'm saying, like, you know, if your kid fuck up, like, I use the belt one time, see what happened. You use the belt one time, one
I
time.
mean, you don't even got it. If fear is inflicting into your children enough, the belt might not even ever have to come out. See, I have a very useful voice. So I hit it. Hey, 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 sit your ass down. Hit him with that one.
Man, I'm better than the toilet. Wait, sorry. Quick side note. Why is he a meme?
I don't know, but it's been funny, though.
Me neither. And I don't know if he's been memeing himself more and if he started.
Could be, though, because I did just see trailer for Die Hard 2. Mm. I literally just seen a trailer for it. So I'm like, his team could be behind this shit on the low. Like, they memed it up to, like, add promo to, like, oh, Kevin Hart's been in the... Yeah. But, yeah, no, nah, bro. But... What I was saying was, shit, even like a hand, like a strong hand pop up. Damn, what the fuck? Like, damn, if I do that shit, I'm gonna get my hand popped. Like,
Unk used to hit me with the pressure point. Nigga just used to grab, he just used to hit the pressure point right quick. Yeah, that was real.
That sounds like child abuse. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, I mean, he was also a military man, so it kind of made sense, but he wasn't fucking around. I think we joke about it, but at the end of the day, it's just part, like, it's a, we all got stories of it, but it's stories that's kind of like everybody got that one story. It's fucked up, or it's like, but it's like, you know, but it's also funny when you look back on it, because it's also like, yeah, nah, I probably would have whooped my ass too for doing that dumb ass shit. I probably pissed my mom off when I did that.
See, I ain't really had a reaction because, like, my mom's ain't touched me. I mean, that makes sense.
Right.
Due to the scenario, like, I live with both parents, so Pops was the enforcer, I guess. But I'm like, it was always weird though for me, like, whoopings, because it's like, I always felt like I got whooped for anything just because my pops would be at work. So when shit did happen when he was there, it was like, nigga, your first reaction is to beat the shit out of somebody. I ain't like, can we have a fucking conversation, nigga? Like, goddamn. Like, so a lot of that shit I felt like as a kid, I was like, even looking back now, I'm like, yeah, nigga, I don't know if I deserved a lot of that shit. Like, maybe it was some anger issues and then you, Pops, like, and then actually talking with him, like, a lot of that shit was, like, bro, I didn't know what the fuck he was doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, all he knew was, like, all right, shit, you said he did what? All right, I'm gonna go home and beat him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nigga, that didn't do shit but piss me off. And then we end up boxing, and nigga ain't never touched me again. I'm just, but like, like, that's how it went. So I'm like, shit, perspective, I guess, you know?
Yeah, and nah, but that's definitely real. That's definitely real.
Too. Exactly. So I'm like, for me, I'm like, yeah, no, like, I don't want to have to beat, like, I don't want to have to beat my kids, first of all. Like, that's for sure not what I want to do. A whooping? Yes. Discipline? Yes. Punishment? I don't really see that happening too much. Like, timeouts? Don't really see those being useful. Well, I guess punishments would happen. Give me all your shit for sure.
So you would be the take shit parent.
All your shit, like all your them new shoes I just bought. Oh yeah, you can rock them shoes from last year, but that phone, I'm gonna need that bitch in my room by the morning. That laptop, turn that bitch off. You can put that bitch in my bathroom, like. All the shit that's gonna connect you to other people. No, I need you to sit in this room alone and think about what the fuck you just did. Like, and that might be a little crazy to some people, but I'm like, shit, the way that social media and all this technology is set up, that's life. So if you take away that, like, that's just as bad as getting beat now.
Oh,
like, damn, you disconnect me from the world, Dad. Like, damn, like, and then it's like, shit, I don't plan on having, oh, you got two phones or you got a laptop phone, this, that, and hell no. Like, whatever the fuck I take, like, you're not gonna have another way to get on internet, none of that shit. Like, If I take the laptop and your phone, you're done. You're cooked. It's over. You got to sit here and deal with whatever the fuck you got to deal with. Go through the whatever emotions you got to go through. Be mad. Punch the pillow. Scream. And I hate this bitch. I can't wait till I grow up. All that. Like, I need all that. You know what I'm saying? I better not hear shit. But I want you to experience all that so that you know don't fuck up again. Because every time you fuck up, this is going to happen. And you're going to be mad.
Fair. Fair facts. For clarity, I don't know if it sounded like this beforehand. I'm not an advocate for beating kids. I'm just an advocate for kids getting whoopings. I just wanted to clear that up in case in case that was confusing from before.
I made sure I stood on mine. Like, hey, I don't want to have to touch my kids.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But with everything you were saying though, a lot like all of that are great points, and I feel the exact same way in regards to it being just as bad, like to take away stuff, because we get into a point, like you said, where that's life and that's all that they care about in a way. Yeah. So for a lot of kids, it would be like, oh, if you gonna whoop me, whatever, you know, you'll do whatever, cool. I'm about to go back and tweet about it or do whatever. But
my little sister did, side note, my little sister did that shit back in the day. Like, got on Facebook and was like, I hate my dad, my mom, da 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 da. My cousin caught her ass so fucking fast.
What are you doing?
Like, Sarah, delete that shit. What are you doing?
Come on, that's too far. It's too far.
Like, bro.
But yeah, this kind of going off on a tangent, but do you, I guess it's kind of hard to ask because ain't neither of us, you know, close in this dads and like close to the point of thinking about it, but do is there a, not a fear, but is there a concern that like the way you were saying you kind of want them to respond, like, okay, I'll take your phone, I take your laptop, go in your room, feel your emotions, punch the pillow, grow from it, we keep moving. Is there a concern of like, what if to them, like that's, like they really feel like, nah, like you did that, like I can't rock with you. Like I don't understand that. Because for them, that's how valuable stuff like that is. So they look at it like, oh, that's what you're doing?
But my bad. I also feel like that's like more so like a what you allow your kids to develop into. So like just as a, I don't know. Like I didn't have my first phone until I was 12. So like my first 11 years of life, I lived without a phone.
Yeah.
Like, so.
But you would keep that though? Like you would keep that? Something like that? Like, yeah, my kids definitely ain't touching the phone till.
My kids, what do my kids need a phone for, bro? To keep them occupied? No, you go sit down in front of the TV, put on some learning like channel or something like that. Sit there, learn some shit. You fucking, now you reading to high school at fourth grade or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, go do something that's going to actually help you in life. Like, I'm not about to just let my kids just do little goofy shit. You know what I'm saying? For jokes, kicks, and giggles. Like, that shit not about to happen. Yeah. And I know that's crazy, like, for me to say, because it's like, I can say all of this because a kid isn't actually here yet. Excuse me. You know, but at the same time, it's about the standard that you set, though. Like, I'm letting any woman that I'm involved with know that, like, hey, if it comes down to, like, a kid situation, like, this, that, and the third is going to happen. This, that, and the third is not going to happen. And shit, if you can't rock with that, then we can't rock. Not saying we can't fuck with each other, but we can't rock to the point where we're going to have a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's real. And I definitely feel that. Like I said, it's hard to even kind of put into perspective because, I mean, it may not blow up, but, like, all that shit gonna look mad different when, like, you actually doing it. I can only imagine. So,
yeah.
But more shit to pass down, bro. What else you passing down? I don't know why I'm kind of hitting
rhythm. Rhythm.
Oh, that should just be a black thing in general that stays.
Yeah, but like, we gotta keep dancing. Like, I've been enjoying the dancing music that we've been getting lately. Like the whole New Jersey movement, like all that.
Which New Jersey?
You don't fuck with Jersey music?
What are we, what's Jersey music? I want to make sure I'm on the same.
Jersey music is any sample where it's like you hear a song, a drill song or something, like that's Jersey music. Like, it's like a strong ass sample that you're familiar with. Like party house music.
Okay, yes. That's why I was laying down. Yes. I do mess with Jersey music. But you saying you like all the dances that people be doing to the little Jersey remixes and stuff like that.
I don't like all the TikTok dances. I just like the music. Like the music we've been getting, like the house music, Jersey. Like, I don't know if you heard Bus Stop by Don Toliver and Brent Faiyaz that just came up. Yep. That's a tough ass record.
Very.
Like, but shit, even that, just the whole New York movement right now, like, and with that, the wave they've been on, like, shit, that Pink Panthers and Ice Spice song, the girl, that Boy's a Liar shit, that shit cold to me. I ain't gonna lie. Like, but that's a whole different tangent, my bad. No. But yeah, music in general, bro, I feel like we got to keep this shit. And I don't mean the path that it's on right now. I feel like niggas got to get back to, which a few artists are, but I have a real strong respect for like the Sminos of the world right now. And like, shit, Don Toliver, like just anybody that's like either creating worlds or just experimenting like a motherfucker. Cause it's like, nah, give me new sounds. Like, make me feel high without having to take any drugs. Like, nah, like, give me that for real. Like, nigga love all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's R&B, hip hop, like shit, experimental, like whatever the fuck. Give me that shit that I feel like I put the headphones on and I'm sticking that shit in my veins for real. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not doing any drugs. We don't, especially not no vein shit, not me. But yeah, bro. Like, give me the music. Like, gotta keep the music.
Yeah, I definitely hope that artists continue to experiment, and I mean, not to make it trendy. I just hope artists, for even creative purposes, just continue to.
Just shit. Even Drake. Like, honestly, never mind. Say what the fuck you want to say. There are songs that you can go back to. Mm-hmm. And are playable and are a vibe.
Oh no, he got something on there. He got a few.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, bro. Just take us further, bro. Take the culture further. Like, make black music more popular. Like, shit. You know, just keep advancing us, bro. And I know that might sound crazy because, like, nigga, that's something that's gonna happen regardless. But nah, bro. Like, that's something that has to be said and has to be continuously pushed, bro. We gotta black art. Let me not even just categorize it as music. Black art. Keep pushing black art. Like, in all aspects. Where we at? We at the last one?
I think so. I definitely think that's four.
What all we say? Cookouts. Food.
Whoopings. And black art. Four. We got four.
Yeah. My finger's big as shit. But fifth. Recipes that we gotta keep.
Yeah, it's
lingo, bro.
You said what?
Lingo.
I see. I was gonna say lingo. I was also gonna say, I don't care what year it is, we better still have home remedies. We better still have things that only black people will do to feel better. Okay.
Yeah.
We gotta keep them keys. But lingo,
ginger ale, saltine, some tea. You good.
You hear me? I don't care what nobody say. I am claiming hot toddies as a black thing. I don't care what nobody say. I know they got all the white recipes out there.
I respect it, but I feel like that's a white thing.
Nah, we got to make it black. Because if you make it the black way, you can make it a black way, you can make it a white way.
Shit, I done had it a few different ways. And I wouldn't say either one was black or white. They was just ghetto. Like, I can't say that shit was black or white.
Can you be white and be ghetto?
Hell yeah.
Do we call it ghetto if it's white, or is it called something else?
I would call it ghetto if it's ghetto. There's white trash, but there's also ghetto. You get what I'm saying? So white trash, trailer park shit, that was a lot. That's a mouthful. I understand it. But at the same time, like, there's a difference between that and, like, ghetto. Because there's ghetto white bitches and ghetto white niggas. And then there's like, oh, that's trailer trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a different distinction between white people. And I know motherfuckers is looking at me like, oh, trailer trash? What the fuck do you mean by that? You live in a trailer and that shit is trash. Hey,
bro, okay. Give me an example of white ghetto.
White ghetto. We went to King, right? Okay, so let me see if I can think about somebody that's white ghetto. I don't think I can at King.
Or give me a white ghetto celebrity, a white ghetto movie role, TV role, something.
So Eminem and 8 Mile would be trailer trash, right?
Right.
Okay, so for me, a white ghetto would be like Channing Tatum and Step Up. That's crazy. The two different motherfuckers I just said. But that's the perfect example of a ghetto white person. Like, that nigga was broke as shit. And I'm not associating broke with ghetto. But when you in that situation, you in that situation. But yeah, no, Lingo, bro, like,
I hear you. You went out for a minute though. You said Lingo. Stop. Yeah, I think so.
I heard. No, I was making sure. I was making sure we caught up before I started again.
Got you. I think we caught up. Yeah, I'm hearing you in real time.
All right, cool. But yeah, no, Lingo, bro. Like, I had tweeted this shit earlier. I was like, I'm getting older now, nigga. I start talking like an old black nigga. And my friend Dash, she fucking mentioned me. She said, nigga, if you start saying job turkey, like, we not friends no more. And I'm like, why is that? Like, why is that how black people, like, go? Like, when you say, like, I got to talk like an old black nigga. Like, job turkey? I'm not start just saying job turkey. Like, but certain shit I am going to incorporate into my lingo. Like, man, back in the day, like, this shit is crazy.
Oh, like, back in the day, look.
Back in the day, man, I remember when, like, just randomly, I remember when, shit, I was like 12 and we couldn't, like, bags of chips used to be 25 cents. You could go in the store and get four of them. Like, you got to just start talking like, oh, nigga, once you reach that, you over 25, we gave you that year at 26, now you're old. Like, once you reach that 27, you're old, bro. Like, and niggas deny it for 3 years. You get what I'm saying? Niggas don't accept they're old until 30. Yeah. But you old from 27 on, bro. And it's okay. Like, you young old. You get what I'm saying? Like, in the ranks of old, you're young old. But you're old.
Yeah.
And the reason why, the reason why I say, like, you old, because, like, this is crazy. Wouldn't recommend doing this. And I know it sounds crazy coming out of my mouth, but think about a 27-year-old dating an 18-year-old. It's wild as fuck, right?
It's insane, actually.
It's wild as fuck. And that's how you know you old. Right there.
Nah, definitely. Honestly, I'm not even about to get into what I was about to say. That's not what we're going to do. But... Yeah, no, for sure. You definitely reach an age where it's like, yeah, nah. Like, that's illegal shit, that's dead. That's dead. That don't mean shit. But yeah, I feel like I already somewhat operate in an old man capacity. So I'm pretty much almost there. But back in the day, goddamn me, all of that.
Hand me that whatchamacallit.
Yeah, that whatchamacallit. Goddamn, the thing that goddamn, because when back over there, it used to be, and not, but no, if you go, yeah, that place, I'm already that dude. So
go ahead and retching in.
Yeah, no, just start.
Because it's reach.
Yeah,
it's reach. Definitely. But retch. Go ahead and retch up in there. Hand me a
retch around
and retch around.
No, bro.
See,
like,
see, first of all, you gotta know what you're doing. Because when you get down to it.
honestly, it's just the way niggas be saying shit. And it's the way niggas be saying nothing at all.
Oh, like, for sure.
Hey, you know,
you're
so
be talking about a damn thing.
The thing you gotta remember is if you do it this way, then it's already done. You gotta do it no more. And it's just like, bro,
see, in life, son, I try to explain this to you. I've already been through all the things that you've been through. So if you just take the time out to listen to me, then you don't gotta go through it. Nigga, I still gotta live. I'm still gonna go through shit.
Hey, you can't tell an older black man that he don't know nothing. You can't.
You know I'd have been here before, right? Niggas love.
Well, you was still. I'd have been here before. Like you was still wet behind the ears when I was goddamn back in the day doing.
Well, you still got titty milk on your mouth.
Please keep that shit around. I cannot wait to tell niggas 20 years younger than me that shit. I can't wait. I'll tell a nigga 5 years younger than me that shit right now.
I ain't gonna lie. I was just about to say that. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, nigga, I'm 26. You know what I'm saying? Turning 27 in a couple months.
Right.
If you're 21, 22, you little bro. I don't care, nigga.
Bro, we're not the same. We're not the same, bro.
Not the same, bro. I'm gonna talk to you like you little bro. You could be up. You're still little bro. Okay, the fuck,
nigga. Nah, you could be up. Nah, hey, but that's a good 5 recipes, bro. And with the honorable mention, I think if we keep those, we'll be good as a community.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's gonna keep carrying, bro. Our kids gonna be talking like niggas and all that. We'll be straight.
Yeah, nah, I'm excited for it. You know something the black community is torn over though.
What up?
And I don't know why. I don't know why this man gets.
Oh, I know why.
I don't know if it's hate. Before we even
it's get hate. It's hate. Granted, it's warranted.
For the record, we're talking about Michael B. Jordan. So there's that. There's the drop. But it's warranted. Okay, well, first let's start. So you said earlier that, and I didn't see this before you told me. So he got a star, you said, on
the he got the his star on the Walk of Fame, bro.
In the Hollywood? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Why? It's really early. It's really early for that. Like, not just because of his age, like early in the sense of I don't think he's close to having the accomplishments to have that.
But like, okay. I initially I thought that too. And then I started to break down shit. Michael B. Jordan has been acting since about 10 years old.
You're right. And I might be changing my stance, but I'm gonna let you finish first.
He's been acting since about 10. His first big thing, The Wire.
Huge.
Cult classic. Outside of that, very highly respected show. Then we go from that. Then we step into one of my favorite white people shows, not gonna lie, Friday Night Lights. Niggas forget Michael B. Jordan played a very important role in that show. He had his own season, you know what I'm saying, where like him and Jurnee Smollett slowly took over the show. And then I think it might have got canceled like a year after that. But like the transition was like, oh, from the white players to like, we're gonna focus on this black player. He gonna be the one type shit. Then we go from that into like, we start like the movie roles. I might be skipping another important TV show somewhere in between it, I feel like. But we go into like a Fruitvale Station.
Right.
Which might not be his first big movie, but that's the one that everybody starts with pretty much. And then we go from there to like, I guess the next big thing would be like Black Panther. And the next big thing after that would be like Creed.
Creed was before Black Panther.
Okay, Creed, then Black Panther, then Creed again, then Black Panther again, and now Creed again. So, like, just looking at that, it's like, nigga, he's done.
He was in Hardball, too. Yes. I'm trying to.
Oh, hardball also.
Yes. Sorry. Hardball also. Not two.
Thank
sorry.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
My bad.
You fucked me up, bro. I'm not going to lie. You said hardball too. And I'm like, hardball had a second movie? But you're right. He wasn't hardball.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, bro. Okay. Okay. So this is getting right into the argument that we're going to talk about anyway. So do you want to finish your what you were saying in terms of why it didn't surprise you at first?
No, because at first I was saying like that it sounded wild, but like looking at like all the things that he's done, I'm like, well, shit. The way that they seem like they low key kind of giving away the star now, like it, like he deserved it. Like if we're gonna give it to shit, Omari Hardwick just got a star, didn't he?
I think he might have.
Point exactly. Like if we gonna do that,
I would say Omari is deserving of one too. Though I think he's done enough to get a star.
Because of Ghost. Not saying strong part.
It's a strong
but
part.
I'm saying like, and that's where the bar is. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like we give Omari get a star because he Ghost. Not knocking none of the other stuff that he's done, because some of the other stuff has been good. I'm not gonna lie. Like I seen him in a random ass movie about like a songwriter or some shit. That shit was decent. And like he's had other like good roles in movies and shit like that. But like the role is Ghost. So all right, we're gonna get your star off of the role. Michael B. Jordan is now getting a star off of the role, whichever one you want to go with. You can go with Creed or you can go with Killmonger. But that's what's been blowing them up.
Yeah, for sure. My bad. Where you finished? I don't
want to. I'm good now,
bro. So in agreeance in terms of like his resume definitely is better than I feel like people give him credit for. So, but then why is it such a conversation amongst us as to one, whether he's a good actor, whether he's a good actor and why typically people seem to feel like he's not and that they think it's, yeah, they just not a fan of it.
Oh, no. Just because you in some shit, don't mean you're good.
Fair. Very fair.
Because
nobody likes it. Well, that's different. Nobody liked that movie. Never mind. I was going to say, nobody likes Fantastic Four. I don't know if people care for him or not in the movie for real, but
it was just a face.
Yeah.
Like, in that movie, he was literally just a face. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, there's movies that niggas forgot he was in.
Yeah.
Because the movie didn't do shit. Like, Fantastic Four didn't do a damn thing. Not that one, at least. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, the one that was popping was the one with the slick hair Johnny. Remember he was slick hair Jessica Alba? That one. That was the good one.
That was a good one.
The only good Fantastic Four movie. But, shit, just getting back on Michael shit, like, The Wire, we love to blow up The Wire and we throw in Michael B. Jordan in that. But Michael B. Jordan was not one of them niggas in The Wire until the very last season.
I mean, shit, he was only in what? 3 out of 5? He was in 3 out of 5?
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even remember him being in.
Had to be at least 3. Only because I vividly remember the fourth season. And he was not a huge part of that season. And he would have been because they focused on the kids type shit. But sorry, anyway. Yeah, back to what you
were saying. That's what I'm saying. Like the season where they did focus on the kids, that's where Michael's character started to pop up. He wasn't in them before seasons.
He was killed off before season 4, bro. Because he was in the early seasons. But he ain't have a super large role until like the season he got killed off type shit.
See, I don't remember him being around before the season he got killed off, because he took over from Bodie and them. Remember with Young Bummy? He was with Young Stanky Dude. He was with Young Stanky Dude. And like he got real close with Young Stanky Dude. Remember the one that everybody was.
Yeah.
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 So shit, that's the season he came out, and that's the season he died in.
But that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I don't remember if that's the season where the Bodie takeover happened, because, of course, if you know The Wire, they was moving around and doing a lot of different shit. But I get your point, your overall point of, like, his moment in the show is his moment. But he definitely not, when you go to The Wire, it's not like he's not your Stringer Bell. Like, he's not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's not the niggas.
He's not Omar. He's not none of that.
He's not none of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? So he's not like, obviously not a Marlo, but like, he's not them. He's not in the upper tier of the characters type shit. So
exactly. And then I'm thinking, like, Friday Night Lights, they tried to make him, but they already had these established characters in that show. Like, in both of his hit shows, they tried to bring him on and make him that nigga. Mm-hmm. But it was all them niggas there. So it's like, it's kind of like.
Side note, he also did All My Children for a significant amount of episodes. Nobody would know that, but also we don't watch All My Children like that.
We don't watch that shit. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's well respected in the acting world. You get what I'm saying? But it's like, what the fuck do that mean to people that watch him? And shit, that just goes, like, him being on a soap opera further proves that this nigga is a face actor. Because who the fuck is watching soap operas for anything besides face? Like, in story. You know what I'm saying? But it's never for the acting. It's for the story and the faces.
In the drama, for sure. Absolutely.
Exactly. Which is the story.
You're right. So, where do we land? Where are we landing on him then? Because there's the argument of, is he good or not? It's like, let me ask you this. Do you think he's a good actor? Generally speaking, not speaking to one, you know, role or the other. In general, all things combined, is he a good actor?
That nigga straight, bro.
Straight,
like, straight, yeah, I guess. Like, I guess if we got it graded, I would say, like, he can pass. Like, I'm not a part of the crowd that's like, Michael B. Jordan, like, oh my God, we got another one, da da da. That nigga got some shit where the story is decent. I'll watch it. But that's what it be, the story decent.
So, like, his acting is not.
No, hell no. Because I'm like, great, but great story. Like, as long as he keeps getting put in roles where there's a great story, he'll be fine. But I just don't think he's the best actor. And shit, that's easy to see when Denzel Washington's son comes out of nowhere and they putting him up there with his pops.
I didn't know they were doing it.
No, they saying he wanted them.
That is a wild statement to make.
John Davis, pretty nice.
He's John good. Davis, nice. Yes, don't get me wrong. He's good. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, his pops is just, I'm saying, it's just different levels to this shit.
You know, it's the bar.
Yeah. For him?
And that's what's fucked. No, like, for acting.
Got you.
And that's where it's like, damn. Like, that's wild as fuck to say, but is it?
Yes, it is. But still.
It is. Exactly.
But yeah, and I agree. I was just more so trying to get your perspective. I don't think he's an actor that, I don't think his acting makes you go like, nah, like he, like that role, like the way he did that role, we not doing that. I think the most people try to do is Killmonger, but you even got people that like Killmonger was corny as hell, which in a lot of ways he was.
Which is funny, because that's a conversation right now. Him being a corny-ass nigga.
Yes.
It's funny. Now, the funny thing is, I wouldn't call him corny. He just seemed like a lame nigga.
I'll never forget. I think this was back when, probably like around the Creed time, when he was really becoming a little bit more popular. I think, I don't know why I remember this conversation randomly, but I remember talking with a friend at undergrad, and it was like, Michael B. Jordan is like a dude who could be on a college for women at least. Like this is a dude who could be on a college campus and not like fit in, but like he would be another like attractive dude on a college campus. And not like it wouldn't be this like, oh, you know, type of deal. So it's in terms of being lame, it's like I feel like that to a degree plays into him being just like normal, like average in a way, which is kind of fucked up to say. But like it's nothing like that necessarily is standing out. But it's just like regular, I guess.
Hey, I got a joke and it's crazy, but it's about one of the bros, so I ain't gonna say it on here. But I could see one of the bros potentially being Michael B. Jordan. And I think you know who I'm talking about.
Stupid, bro. You stupid, bro. Why would you do that?
I'm hilarious, bro.
Because I'm like, there's no way. Because all the homies go, hey, those bro. Only because it's so easy. Like, it's only one person. Bro.
Two.
And they cool.
Yeah.
He got other issues. The second one, he got other issues. He need to get a pass first. He need to get over that stuff he going after. But
yeah. I mean, but they both same boat. Cause shit, one of them, that's why bitches like him.
Yeah. It is.
Like that's literally why bitches like him, because he lame. I love him. That's my brother. You get what I'm saying? But he is who he is. Ugh, that shit funny.
That's funny as fuck.
Okay. No, I mean, even with the technical difficulties, bro, we still got through that bitch. I think this has been a great episode. Might have had a few dry moments, but overall, they enjoyed themselves. You get what I'm saying? I feel like together we come here, like we laugh as brothers, but when motherfuckers tapping in and shit like that, we really be laughing as a family. And that's something I can really fuck with. I ain't gonna lie. Like, when y'all see us laugh back. Cause what the fuck else y'all gonna do? Just sit there mad?
I know it's funny too. Y'all know it's funny. Y'all know it.
And we know y'all might not get certain scenarios, but just two niggas laughing uncontrollably is fucking funny. Is it not?
Like, it's contagious. It's just like, if you see somebody laughing, you're going to want to know what the fuck is funny. Or you going to peep what's funny because you like, damn, what this nigga laughing at? Oh, shit. Them niggas stupid.
Or you just then had a moment where, like, you and the homie have a moment and y'all just laughing. And other niggas just like. Like. Because it's just like, nigga, I get it.
For sure. Yeah, it's a. Yeah. Like, don't you hate when you got to keep telling the damn joke or the story for somebody to join in the laugh?
It's not even funny anymore. Like, I literally hate that shit. Like, or even to repeat the second time dinner be irritating because it's like, all right, I'm going to re-explain it. This, that, and the third happened, da. I still don't get it. All right, so this shit would have been funny if you would have understood that this equals this plus that. All right, da. Oh, yeah, it's not even funny no more. Like, that shit pisses me off. Like,
Mugs really be trying. I'm like, nah, bro, just say you out of it, bro. Just
yeah,
say
it. Like, and it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool not to catch a joke, bro. It's okay.
Yeah.
You catch the next one.
For sure.
Look at the group message. That's why I just said what I just said, brother.
Bro,
I'm sorry to cut you off like that, but bro, we couldn't let the moment pass. That is exactly why I just said what I just said.
Oh my god, if only. If only y'all could connect the dots. Hey, bro, the whole watch this, that's going to be hilarious. All of them going to get
it. Hey, I love you, bro. Just know that. I love you, bro.
We love you, bro. It's all love, bro. It's cool. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. You just are who you are. And we accept that.
Oh, my God. He's something else. We got to get off this damn screen, bro. We bullshitting with these people, dog.
Hey. But no, it's been real. You know, thank you for checking in another week. We'll catch y'all next week, man. And with that said,
peace.